Yeah, so that was the Toyota Hilux. And I guess when I was watching that video, I kind of thought about it and thought that sometimes we might feel a bit like that Toyota Hilux kind of felt. Sometimes we feel a bit battered and beaten, and like the Toyota crashed into things and got hit by a boulder and a caravan fell on it, was dropped and was drowned and burned. And went down the stairs on a bit of a bumpy road. And sometimes we feel like that as we go through hard times. We feel like we're on a rough road, and we feel as though for our circumstances that happen to us, we all go through hard times. We feel like we might be drowning, or sometimes people let us down and we feel dropped. We feel battered, burned, just like that Toyota Hilux was. But every time they did something to the Toyota, it kept turning back on after it came out of the water and they flushed out the water, it turned back on. And after they burnt it, it turned back on. And I guess like a car, no matter what happens to us, no matter what we go through, God always helps us to turn back on, helps us to keep going. The Toyota just kept going no matter what. And that's what God does with us. He really helps us through our times, through the storms we go through our hard times, through the rough roads we travel on. God gives us the energy and gives us the power to keep going and turning us back on and energizing us. And it's just like it says in Psalm 23:4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I feel no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And no matter what we go through, God is always with us and he always helps us. And sometimes people think that when we become Christians, we wave a magic wand and everything disappears, our hard times disappear. You know, people think if once you become a Christian, you've got an easy life, but that's not what happens. We still have hard times and we still go through struggles and all different things happen to us, just like every other person. However, it's just different as Christians. It's comforting to know that it doesn't matter what we go through, because God's always with us and he helps us through our hard times. It's just so refreshing to think that no matter what you go through, you're not alone. Someone's with you. God's with you. And that's what other people don't quite understand. And it's just, you think, you know, your own struggles you go through, it's hard enough with God. You just think, imagine what other people are like, have just feeling so alone when they go through those times. And I guess that's why we need to reach out to people. Also, when I was watching this video, I also thought about how a car has gears, and kind of learning manual a bit at the moment. But Serge laughs because I'm not very good. But I thought about the gears and I just thought, what gear are we in? There's first, the car can go into neutral, and you know, you might be feeling a bit neutral yourself. You might be kind of sitting on the fence where you might not really believe in God, but you know, you're not against him. I'm not against Christians. I don't have an issue with them. I don't go to church, but I'm not, you know, I'm a good person. I'm not against them. They're all right. You maybe have potential to go either way, but you know, God says if you're not for me, you're against me, and God wants you to be 100% for him. And if you are in that sort of neutral state, you have the potential to slip away. It's easy to do. There's a verse in 1 John 2:15-16. It says, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And for all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and pride in possession is not from the Father, but is in the world. The world and its desires pass away, but whoever lives in God will live forever. You're either one or the other. You can't really live two lives. And I was just thinking about, you can't go both ways. It's like when you try to do that thing where you swing an arm forward and then you swing an arm backwards and then you try and do it at the same time, and it's really difficult. Can anyone else do that? No? Yeah? Can you do it, Michael? Stand up and swing. Go on, Michael. Go, Michael. All right, Rashaan. Go on, Rashaan. Come on. You've got to swing one forward and the other one backwards. It's meant to be hard. But anyway, it kind of just illustrates it's hard to go both ways. You can't go forwards and backwards at the same time. And sometimes that's how we try to live, and we try to live two sort of separate lives. We come to church on a Sunday and we might feel like we're living the Christian life, and then we go to school or uni or work during the week, and it's so hard to please God and your friends sometimes if they're not following God, and it's hard to get mixed up in different things and try and live two lives. And if you are trying to do that, the other one will always distract you and pull you away. So you can only live one way and go one way, and that's forward with God. Also, today you might feel like you're in reverse. Some people, you might have been close to God or have brought up in a Christian home, but then, you know, somehow you've fallen away from God and you're not really living with God and you're in reverse. Or you could be in the first gear and you go to church occasionally, go to Christmas and Easter and do the right thing. Or if you're in the second gear, you're a Christian and you go to church every week and home group. And you go along every week, but you don't really have a relationship with God as such and not really following with God and being all that you're called to be. And then some are even a step up in gear three or four, which is pretty good. There, you're going to church and you're a Christian and you just really grow. You know, you're doing all you can, but you just want to take that next step up to move up a gear and you're not sure how. So if you're in that situation today, you might want to think about ways that you can just really move up a level. You might want to just to get to gear five, because that's really what God wants you to be, just in the top gear, following God, serving in God and just growing, just being everything that you can be. And like we sang that song today, deeper. God just wants us to go deeper all the time. And when you think you're at the top, you can just go further every time. So just the challenge today is that wherever you are, if you're not in the top gear, that's where God wants you to be. He doesn't want you to be falling back or just sitting on the fence. He just wants you to just, you know, give it 110%, just give everything you have and just really be following God. So that's it really. But if anyone wants prayer today, if you feel like you're, you know, you feel like...